This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 29 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. You see how it's all of a piece? You got to see the inner connections, because they understand it. They teach it. They teach us, and they drill it. They drill it into their people. Drill it. They drill it in. We don't. This is why it's so good now that we're talking about World War II. We're talking about how we gave Eastern Europe to Stalin and to the Bolsheviks. It's good that we're talking now about what McCarthy talked about. Senator McCarthy talked about how we gave China to the Reds in the Chinese in 1949. Why? Because the infiltration of the American government by Marxists, by communists, by Marxists. Alger Hiss, when he talked about Yalta giving Stalin and oversupplying Stalin, you talk about Yalta and Potsdam, Alger Hiss, who later was outed as a communist by Richard Nixon. And you also had Harry Hopkins, who was the link between Stalin and the administration, that were filled with communists, filled with Marxists, filled with people that hated this country. This is the same fight today. It's the exact same fight. From you talk about coaching trees, right? You talk in football, you talk about coaching trees, but it's the same fight come down from time immemorial. And remember, the Marxists still base everything they have on the French Revolution. Remember Chou En-lai, when Kissinger asked him at the meeting with Mao, what are your thoughts on the French Revolution? This was, what, 1972 or 73? He said, too early to tell. Too early to tell. That's a brother that thinks long range, right? That's what these people think. And they'll sacrifice their people all the time. I'm honored now. We're going to go I have four patriots and great Americans that are coming. I got Lindell. I've got Liz Harrington, who's going to hang with me. She's now back with the War Room as one of our senior editors. We've got Christina Bob, and I got, outside of Donald Trump, the other two greatest living Americans are Justice Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court, the Thomas Supreme Court, and the greatest mayor New York City's ever had, Rudy Giuliani. And Mayor Giuliani's going to talk to us in a second. Mike, I know we're closing out some deals. You got some deals. Give me the deals before I go back to the Marxists. Let's talk about free market entrepreneurial capitalism. Give me the deals the audience wants.
Right. And everybody, we were going to have it this morning, but we're going to save it for this afternoon. Make sure you tune into War Room. My employees and I have a great thank you for all of you today. But I wanted to get on here and tell you we're closing out. This is the last day for the free USA Revival pillow. This is it, everybody. Today only. And you get the Roll and Go Anywhere with any purchase. Use that promo code War Room. Call 800-873-1062. This is it. Get your free USA Revival pillow. Go to the website there and use promo code War Room. One of the other things that we're running out of that will be gone is these $9.50 sandals. You guys have been the exclusive on that. You guys have bought them. There's still every size left. Get a pair of those today. Get your free pillow. So at $9.50, you got sandals and your free USA Revival pillow. We've got the towels on sale. We've got the six-piece towel sets on sale of $25. Then you got the four-pack kitchen towels. All those are right in front of me, everybody. All the size and colors still in. So, you guys, this is it. Call today. Call right now. Get that pillow. This is historical. Yeah. And this is it, everybody. Yeah. So thanks. We have more room. See you this afternoon.
Hang on. We go to mypillow.com, promo code War Room, or you go to mystore.com, promo code War Room, or you call 800-873-1062. Now, here's my question. Hold that pillow up again. Is that an American flag on there? Is that a five-star American star that Betsy Ross put on the American flag and has been promulgated down through for hundreds of years as the star of the American people, sir? Five-pointed star?
Absolutely, absolutely, Steve. This is the American flag. This is our star.
What in the hell in Utah and in Minnesota and these other places that Jackie Torborov's got this assessment of, that you've got an eight-pointed Islamic star now on these things? What the hell's going on there, Mike Lindell?
It's shameful.
Proud Minnesotan.
We're in another fight here in Minnesota that it goes a lot deeper. This is a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, everybody. This is what we're in. In Minnesota here, we're actually fighting a whole nother thing with this this new flag, this Islamic flag, basically. I mean, it's this is disgusting. We loved our Minnesota flag we had, and there's our new flag on the right. It is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I don't know who, you know, you got to realize, Steve, back when we had the China virus, here in Minneapolis, they let the ring the bell and let the mosque be open, but they shut down our Christian churches. And I got into it with our governor, and I was going to distribute masks before I knew they didn't work to all the Christian churches in our state. And we were going to be, hey, while you're there, you could hear something. And then he quick opened them up. This has been a battle going on here in Minnesota with Ilhan Omar and all the things going on. It's horrible, horrible.
Terrible, terrible. Mike, we'll see you this afternoon. The fight is on, folks. This is more than deeper than just politics. This is a spiritual war. I've got the great Rudy Giuliani is with me, but I want to first bring in Christina Bob. Christina, I believe you and Rudy are both indicted out in Arizona. Give me your assessment. Let me get this right. You're head of election integrity at the RNC. You've been a fighter on 2020 from the very first hour that this happened, right? And you have a woman who has a 202 vote lead, 9,000 ballots the courts won't let us count that would break at minimum 80-20 to Abe Hamadeh. So he's actually the real, when you use democracy, he's actually the real attorney general. And a little over 100 days to go for the Arizona primary, and 4 years after this happened, she indicts not just the folks that they're electors, she broadens it out to include a whole swath of President Trump's closest advisors about what topic? Election integrity. Yeah. Christina Bob, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I certainly didn't pick this fight, but I have every intention of fighting it. And I think it's important that the American people understand what's going on. When Donald Trump says, they're not after me, they're after you, he means it, and he's right. So as you know, and you know, I wrote a book about the 2020 election, Stealing Your Vote, with the intro by the great Stephen K. Bannon. Thank you very much. So I spent a lot of time on the ground in all the states, in Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, everywhere, investigating, talking to elected officials, talking to voters, talking to clerks, recorders, everybody that would talk to me. And I spent the majority of my time as a reporter in Arizona. Most of 2021, I spent on the ground in Arizona covering the audit, talking to state senators, reps, all of them. And after the Arizona audit kind of wrapped up around September 2021, shortly after that, I went over to be Election Integrity Counsel for Donald Trump. When that transition happened, since that transition has happened, I can tell you I've had the U.S. Marshals show up at my house, the FBI, the Department of Justice has interrogated me, and I've been investigated by bars. I've had several independent investigations as well as been subpoenaed in, I want to say, four civil cases.
Hang on. Slow down. Hit rewind and take that from the top, because this is why I got Rudy up here today, because Rudy Giuliani knows about fighting communists. Rudy Giuliani knows about fighting Marxists, and this is how they do it. They use the legal system. Walk me through, since the time you served for President Trump, walk me through what has happened to you by state authorities.
Sure. Well, so the initial one was the U.S. Marshal showed up to my house to subpoena me for the January 6th committee. I was then forced to testify before Congress, which I did. And then I had the FBI show up at my house. That was regarding the documents case in Florida. I cooperated with that, and I believe was investigated on that, but no charges, of course, came to me on that one. And I don't think there should be, to be clear. And then I have been investigated by state bars, and Palm Beach County Sheriff has showed up to my house. The Jupiter Police have showed up to my house. That was due to death threats that I was getting. This is all in the last two to three years. And I had made it through the investigations, and I was just talking to my family and kind of saying, I feel like, you know, the investigations and the legal troubles that have plagued me, I'm finally past them, you know, and then I get hit with 9 felony counts in Arizona. So I'm fully prepared to fight this. I'm now seasoned at fighting them. And
This is the difference. We have the majority of the House. We've had it for 18 months, and they've done nothing about this. I'm going to get into this rude. They've done nothing. There's a woman in Arizona that, with millions of ballots counted and votes counted, millions, leads Abe Hamadeh by 202 votes. I don't think I'd call that a mandate. Plus, there's 9,000 ballots that courts are holding back that they refuse to count that would break at least 80-20 to Abe Hamadeh. She's not the legitimate attorney general of Arizona, and she drops a thermonuclear weapon, not just on the electors, but she then spreads it out to Rudy Giuliani, to Christina Bob, Boris Epstein, Tyler Bohr, people who are the fiercest defenders of election integrity for Donald Trump. There are no coincidences, ladies and gentlemen. Christina Bob.
Well, I think you laid it out pretty well. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out. I'm working hard to fight against it, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going.
The 9 felonies are how many years in prison? If you were found guilty, how many for those 9 felonies?
Yeah, several decades.
Is it 50 years in prison?
Something like that. Yeah, I assume it would be the rest of my life in prison. Yeah.
You would spend it. You're a Marine Corps. Were a Marine Corps major. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. I served in Afghanistan.
You've dedicated your life to service of this country, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And have 9 felonies against you. The rest of your life in prison, correct?
That looks to be like what they're trying to do. Yes. It appears, based on the indictment, that they want me to spend the rest of my life in jail.
And this is for standing up and defending election integrity in the United States of America, correct, ma'am?
Well, I mean, that's certainly not what they're saying. We'll have to see how it all plays out. But certainly from my perspective, that would be consistent with what I believe I've done.
Well, that's the truth, because this is lawfare. This is the worst example of lawfare. Christina, where can we find out more about your case? Where can we find out more about you and how people can support you?
Sure. I'm available on social media, Christina_Bob, ChristinaBob.com. Please check out Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. It was the big role of my time in Arizona. I tell the story, and please check it out.
Christina, this audience in this show will have your back, believe me. But this is all because you were just named the RNC's head of election integrity, and they don't want you spending a second on that. They want you worried about this. Do not worry about this. This is all going to go away. Trust me, this is all going to go away. We're going to force it to go away. Thank you, Christina Bob.
Thanks, Steve.
Rudy Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani. We got about a minute on this side. I want you to just give me, is there lawfare working right now, sir?
No, it's not. I don't like the term lawfare. It's too benign. This is straight out communist corruption. These people are massive crooks, the people in Arizona. They're despicable, anti-American traitors. When you do this, to the extent they're doing it, I hope the American people can realize this is now fifth indictment. Totally absurd. If you have a case, which I had many, I brought it one time and won. I didn't bring it 6 times all over the country. I mean, you get indicted for the same thing 6 times, and it's all garbage. Now, Christina Bob worked directly for me. I hired her. And I'm happy to be in a foxhole with a Marine, I'll tell you that. I'm much happier to be in a foxhole with her and Boris than these criminals in Arizona. I mean, it was one of the most decrepit states, and the people of Arizona rose up. You know, we went out there, presented all the evidence. They basically treated us, the Republican rhinos there treated us like we were the criminals when I knew they were. And then the people rose up and held their own demonstrations, which they used to blame on us. I was in the hospital with COVID getting reports of rallies in Arizona. We had to go back at their request. Because the people of Arizona, lots of them, millions, know that the Democrats stole that election in Arizona, just like they stole the election, just like they covered up the hard drive, just like they tried to frame the president.
Yeah.
And just like now, they're trying him in cases that are a disgrace to the American judicial system.
Short break. Short break. Rudy Giuliani on the other side. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty. And that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898. Done.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, a couple of things. Number one, tomorrow court's back. They're not in today, I don't think. Tomorrow they're back. We will have Andrew Giuliani and I think David Zier. Burkwam, I think, is flying back, but we'll have Andrew Giuliani, who did a magnificent job last week. And here's the amazing thing. Andrew stands up there with no teleprompter. When you're watching all these other people, the Foxes and the MSNBCs thing, and they're sitting there and they're sounding so brilliant, they're reading off something. Somebody's typed it up. They're reading off a teleprompter. Giuliani's up there, man, is just bang. It's just right from the heart, right from the head. This is a smart guy who's passionate. It's incredible. Then we got David Zier, also an amazing job. I think Burkwam will be back, so we'll be wall-to-wall on this, and I'll get into it with Rudy in a minute. Birchgold.com, the end of the dollar empire, the fifth installment. And for those guys that have had, those people that have it, the feedback's been tremendous. This answers the question of why the BRICS nations are buying gold at record rates and why the Federal Reserve, besides underwriting massive deficits, so we have radical monetary policy along with radical fiscal policy, why are they spending their time on a central bank digital currency? We walk you through fiat currency, fiat money, and what this new central bank digital currency, and man, oh man, we cannot allow it to happen, okay? And we won't. Make sure you go birchgold.com/Bannon, end of the dollar empire, fifth free installment, all free. But also, remember, with our sponsors, we get you direct access to the senior people in these companies. Make sure you ask Philip Patrington. We do the macro, and I think we do a pretty good job. They do the micro, and they do a damn good job. So talk to them about it, about all the tax-free instruments, tax-deferred instruments they got. Do it today. Birchgold.com/Bannon. This is extra political. I want to go back to why we showed the special last night that Donny O'Sullivan and CNN did on the very day that they dropped the polling. There's no coincidences, folks. And they've been working on this a while. Donny and his team were at our gladiator school in Vegas. They stayed over because guess what? They were at the constitutional sheriff's the day before because they understand the constitutional sheriffs are a key part of this. The CNN people are not dumb. Okay? They're stupid, but they're not dumb. So they're going to follow this. And besides Christian nationalism, what's the other thing he focused on? Oh, it was the 2020 election. And it was lies. Remember, every time they say it, the false, they're lying, the false narrative that Trump won 2020 or 2020 stolen. And where perchance was Donny O'Sullivan in about the stolen election of 2020? And where did he end with a former Republican election official? Arizona. Because Arizona is the beating heart of this. And folks, you got to look at the electoral map. And look, Rudy was there with me and there with President Trump in 2016. He understood our strategy about the blue wall. In 2024, if you don't win Arizona, you're not going to win the presidency. That simple. And that's why a lot of this is a misdirection play. You know, Bowserman and some of these smart people that know Arizona understand exactly what they're trying to do there. Arizona is the beating heart of this problem, and we can't be diverted. Rudy, I want to pull the camera back because she has a 202 vote. She's ahead by 202 votes now of millions cast. Abe Hamadeh's got 9,000 ballots that courts refused to count. He would win 80-20. With that, and we having the House majority and have had 2 years, and your good friend Maria Bartiromo blows up Jim Jordan. And Jim Jordan's a good man, but you need to be more than a good man in these times. You need to be a tough, ruthless individual. That's what the times demand, because we're in a fight for our country against a bunch of Marxists. And they play smash mouth. And they don't care what law they break. They don't care what lives they destroy. They do not care. They play to win, and we need to start playing to win. Rudy Giuliani, this neo-Marxist, and you can see the conspiracy from the court, from the neo-Marxist in Manhattan to what's happening in Julie Kelly's breaking in the classified documents case, right? The conspiracy there to Colangelo, the hardwire with DOJ and the FBI with the White House counsel's office, whether it's in Michigan, in Georgia with the electors, and with in Arizona. And the reason you're rolled up in this, you're President Trump's one of the senior most advisors about, guess what? This 2020 election being stolen, and they must destroy Rudy Giuliani in order to get to and destroy Donald Trump. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, yeah, I mean, they started it 5 years ago when I discovered the first evidence of his criminality. And then when you and I put out the hard drive, that was the coup de grace as far as they were concerned. We were dead men. Well, they learned something, and that is we're you know why we're tougher than them, Steve? We're not ruthless. We're honest. They don't understand honesty. And when we're honest, we're determined. You're just not going to back me off. I'm sorry. When people tell me, oh, the election, you're darn right the election was stolen. I've never backed off. I've never moderated it. I've said it under oath. And I can prove it to you. If you sit down for about 10 minutes, I can show you the election was stolen. And these people are communists. I know that's hard for people to accept. And if they're not, they're agents of the communists. It's a conspiracy that's been going on a long time. And as far as crooked courts, New York, I mean, most of my lifetime, the courts in New York and Manhattan have been crooked. The few years that I was mayor, maybe Bloomberg, I can't even, you know, completely attest to that. I can tell you when I was mayor, I fought them day and night. I fought the crooked congressman who used hospitals to put incompetent people in there and kill people. I mean, these people are, the Democratic Party of New York is 150 years of crime. And now it's spread to the whole Democratic Party, you know, in crooked cities. So Arizona has a crooked Democratic Party and a Me Too Republican Party, just like we have in New York. We've got a Me Too Republican version in New York. Been that way for years. It's that way in Chicago. It's the reason we can never win, because the Republicans are the Republican, not the Republican electorate. The Republicans who go into politics want to make money like the Democrats. So they take the hand-me-downs. They'll take, you know, out of 10 judgeships, they'll take one. But they can make money with one judgeship. You think of a judge as, in New York, they think of a judge as making money or having political influence. So Engeron, elected three times, he never had an opponent. Where does that happen? The Soviet Union. The other guy is not even elected. They just keep appointing him. The Democratic bosses who like to whack up votes and money appoint the judges. So how do you think the judges have to rule? Why do you think that law clerk is sitting on Engeron's lap? She's telling him what to do. Go read The Hunt for the Red October, and you find out that communist or crooked Democrat parties, they have agents that watch their people. That's what she is. She's making sure that that halfwit comes out the right way. Makes up a $345 million judgment when there are no damages. Tell me how you can do that. The case that was tried last week that you're talking about, Andrew covering, I don't think there was anything legal about it. They haven't even charged him with a crime properly. The indictment should be taken,
okay, hang on,
torn
hang
up
on,
and burned.
Hang on. I want to get to this. Please tell me, they've had a week of David Pecker, and they think, and they had to take Colangelo. The reason they had the tell is they couldn't even, the incompetence in Manhattan couldn't argue a case that's so convoluted. Matthew Colangelo is hardwired. He's third in the DOJ to Lisa Monaco and to Merrick Garland and then to the White House counsel's office with Biden. Biden's hands are all over this, his White House. Please tell me, Rudy, you're the Elliot Ness of the 20th century. You put the mob in jail, the five families in jail. You broke Mike Milken. You did it all. Wall Street to the mob. Can you please tell me what is the crime that they Colangelo put forward to the jury that they're going to show now? I'm still confused about that. What is the actual crime that they say Donald Trump's guilty of?
They don't tell him. It's a felony. It's a federal felony, probably one of 30 or 40. When I learned the law, there was a basic principle that you had to notify the defendant of the charges against him, or you violated due process. They haven't violated due process. They burned the clause up. Colangelo is smart enough to be a deliberate, dishonest lawyer who should be thrown out of the practice of law, not me. I never brought a phony case in my life. That guy can't believe what he's saying. He's got a half a brain. You can't, they charge him with committing a misdemeanor, false statement, barred by the statute of limitations, in pursuance of a felony. And they don't tell him what the felony is up to this date. That case should be thrown out. The Supreme Court should intervene sua sponte and throw the case out and throw the judge out and put the little group he said right in jail. They're more dangerous to this country than Monaco, Garland with the son-in-law, and this guy Colangelo and Bragg. Basically, they are involved in a massive obstruction of justice in prosecuting an innocent man, interfering in an election, and in many ways, a form of being treasonous against the United States. They are worse than the mafia. And they're more dishonest. And they go right to the heart of our republic, which is our system of justice. You've got to be a fool if you think this country has justice, or that anybody believes it all around the world. They display every day that we are no different than the Soviet Union under the communists or Hitler's Germany. Or present Venezuela. There's no crime. Never, Rudy, not even. They don't even bother to state it. They don't give it a citation. If I charge you with a crime, I can give you a citation. Yep. 18 U.S.C. Section 371. They don't have a crime. They don't have a crime. The case has gone on a week without a crime. That's a travesty.
I'm gonna get back to you in a second. Just hang on. They're saying it's election fraud, but as Rudy says, they have not cited any crime. Trump, what is Trump charged with? This is a vast conspiracy against Trump, his inner core of advisors, and now these electors, these average citizens in Michigan, Georgia, and now in Arizona. Okay, coffee. Let's get jacked up. Warpath Coffee. Warpath.coffee. 4,300 now endorsements by folks just like you that have gotten it. Go to the website today. Use Warren for a discount, but read the endorsements of this coffee. Don't take it from me and don't take it from Tej Gill, the Navy SEAL. Take it from the people using it. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon, SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
At this point, American citizens are asking, what can you do about it? I mean, look, with all due respect, people are sick and tired of congressional investigations that go nowhere. People are sick and tired of letters being written and sent to the people who we know are bad in the first place. They want you to do something about it. You're an elected official. What can you do to right these wrongs?
Well, we've passed legislation out of the committee that would help remedy this situation, particularly the one in New York. But the president or vice president can move a case to federal court from when you do these state prosecutors who are going after someone for a political reason. So we're a legislative branch. We can't put anyone in jail. And I don't think the Biden administration, their DOJ is going to go after the people who need to go after. You're just not going to get that from Merrick Garland. I mean, I asked the question a couple weeks ago, we don't know from the Biden administration who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th, who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion, the one that led to an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, who put cocaine in the White House. We don't seem to get the answers to those questions. But, you can have someone from the Biden Justice Department like Jack Smith go after President Trump. You can have the DOJ say we're going to investigate parents who show up at school board meetings. You can have the Richmond FBI say, if you're a pro-life Catholic, you're an extremist. So they got time for all that, but they can't answer some fundamental questions that I think the American people would like to get answers to.
Our job
is to get the facts out there and to look at legislation. We can't prosecute anyone. Only the DOJ can. And frankly, the Biden DOJ is just not going to do it.
That's just not good enough answer. When the Democrat, Nancy Pelosi rolled things, they went right to impeachments. They took action and drove it forward. You know why? Because she's banging their heads every day and she had a 2-seat majority. It's about political will. No, Jim, your job is not to put forward facts to the American people. Your raison d'etre is to get on with it. Where is the impeachment hearings? Where's the corruption of the Biden crime family? Where is this? There's a criminal conspiracy against Trump and his senior MAGA people and the MAGA and the deplorables right now on Trump. This is a criminal conspiracy from the White House counsel's office to DOJ, to the FBI, to these state prosecutors, and they preserve their documents. Where are the hearings on this? And let me tell you why it's not happening. Because Paul Singer and the big donors have given $100 million to Mike Johnson to say, hold the House. They know that they're going to pick up a couple of seats in the Senate. They're going to control the Senate and the House. And they're going to say, hey, you know what? Biden's terrible, but we're making a lot of money with him. But we can handle 4 years of that with Kamala Harris as his backup. Because if we take out Trump, Rudy's gone, Bannon's gone, MAGA's gone, War Room's gone, Real America with Charlie Kirk, Jack Posobiec, all of them, they're all a pain in the ass. And we're not going to turn over power. So let's get rid of them and let's get rid of them now. And we'll box Biden in and we'll deal with Biden and we'll make money like we're making money hand over fist anyway. Rudy Giuliani, why is the House of Representatives, Jim Jordan is head of judiciary, head of the weaponization of government. Why are they not pursuing a full and why are the letters not going out to preserve your documents, including to one of the architects of this, Andrew Weissman, who's on MSNBC every second of every. I mean, Andrew Breitbart used to be a hard worker, and Breitbart was there for every show. And what he did with Fox back in the old days was amazing. You should have seen it. Andrew Weissman makes Andrew Breitbart look like a piker. This guy's on every frickin' show all weekend, every night, because he's dedicated to destroying Donald Trump. And he's not going to let anything stand in his way. Rudy Giuliani.
Well, I mean, Steve, you're absolutely right. This is we're in like the seventh chapter in do anything you can to destroy Donald Trump because this country has become your dictatorship and you can do whatever the hell you want, starting with purchasing the Russian conspiracy, the Russian collusion, which was purchased by Hillary Clinton. I mean, actually, the first subpoena should go to Obama, who was there at the beginning with Brennan when they were hatching, when he was informed of Hillary coming up with the false plot. It should begin with him, and it should include Brennan. It should include Biden, the vice president, who approved it and helped out. They should bring over from Ukraine about 20 Ukrainian witnesses. I can get them that are still being held there. A couple I found out very recently are in fear of death, and somebody should lean on Zelensky. You want another penny? Give us your Biden. Give us your Biden file. I mean, look. Let's stop worrying about accountability. There is none. Some idiot said the money we give to Ukraine is accountable because it goes to the American military industrial complex. That was like telling me it goes to John Gotti, the American military industrial complex. I mean, that's a place they've been whacking up money for years, before you and I were born. Half of it gets used and half of it gets spread around.
Rudy, hang on for a second. Maria Bartiromo is as bad as MAGA and a supporter of President Trump as you get, particularly working over at Murdoch News. She's got a tough job, but she's also the biggest cheerleader for the House. And she's been and she would admit it, for McCarthy and for Jordan and for the whole thing. For right. Maria Bartiromo to go off and Jim Jordan, what is, give people some inside baseball, to have Maria Bartiromo, as tough as she is, but it's supportive of those guys, to go off in Jim Jordan and basically say, I've heard enough of it. Where is the impeachment of Biden? Where's the crime family? They've stolen money. They've worked with the Chinese Communist Party. They've worked with these scumbags out of Ukraine. Where are the indictments? What are people doing? What does it take to hit Maria Bartiromo's tripwire?
I would say smelling cowardice. She's Italian American, and we don't like cowards. Never did. And they're afraid. I hate to say it. I love Jim, but they're afraid. I know they're afraid. I can look in their eyes. I've been doing it a long time, almost 80 years, including the streets of Brooklyn and being a boxer. I can tell you they're scared. Even the wrestlers are scared. And they can make you scared, Steve. You know that. We're crazy, so we're not scared. I guess they're not as crazy as we are. Or maybe they don't see the danger the way we do. They give Biden 4 more years. I don't care what we can't take his place back. I mean, you might as well cut parents out of schools completely and turn the kids over like Hitler wanted at 2 years, and they can start mutilating them. I mean, it is maybe they don't realize the enormity of the emergency we're in. We got our children getting taken from our parents. Day in and day out, and we're not acting like it's an emergency. We've got trials going on that would make some of the trials in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany look vaguely fair. When you can't state a crime in 5 days of trial, I don't know, the head of the United States Supreme Court should stand up and say, what the hell's going on in New York? It's no longer part of America. Well, I could tell them it's been going on for 150 years.
Okay, hang on. But hang on. We talk about the enormity. What can be done right now? Trump's, because just like what's happening on the campuses with this anti-American, pro-Hamas, pro-Muslim Brotherhood revolt is impacting Netanyahu. As you notice, IDF is not fighting the four combat divisions or four combat brigades, excuse me, down in Rafah now, and they're not up in Judea or Samaria because the college campuses have won the information warfare and have frozen the Israelis in place. The exact same thing they're trying to do here. They're using lawfare to basically keep Trump. Axios said this. Biden's skipping around throughout the country, spreading goodies everywhere, and Trump's in a court every day, basically having his good name smeared. What could happen immediately to stop this? Can the House of Representatives actually stop in here, bring those guys down for hearings, start sending out criminal referrals? There has to be something. And right now you just have people. So tell me what is the action plan?
As you know, Steve, they can subpoena anybody for any reason. And theoretically, if they don't comply, they can try to put them in jail or succeed in putting them in jail. Now, they may not succeed because it's not a fix in D.C. because they're not Democrats, like with Peter. But trying it would help. It would also illustrate to the American people in a much more dramatic way the terrible situation we're in. They're acting as if it isn't as, but they're not giving the American people a sense of the horrible situation we're in. We don't have to stop this country from going fascist and communist. In many respects, it already has. Biden has taken us beyond that. We got to win it back. And they don't seem to have that urgency. And that has an effect on the election, too. I mean, people have to feel that urgency. What I would really like to see is real concentration on the election and make sure we motivate our people to get out to vote the day voting starts. Take advantage of early. Let's outvote them early voting so that we bury them with paper. I think we got the people out there to motivate them.
The polls are showing we have overwhelming support. 60% of the American people think Biden, this is CNN, 60% thinks he has a failed, not a presidency is not kind of working, not unsuccessful, failed presidency. They hearken back for the 4 years of President Trump, right? Particularly the first 3 years before the CCP unloaded the bioweapon on him. Okay. We know we've got the votes and we're going to have a get out the vote thing, but you got Mark Elias right now working on all these different methodologies to make sure nothing's called. They are not going to concede when we beat them on November 5th. And when you wake up in the morning of the 6th, Joe Biden is not going to concede. What he's going to do is have Mark Elias. And right now they're plotting and planning to force this all the way down to the electors that meet on the 14th of December. And then if that fails, Jamie Raskin, if he gets even by one seat in the House, they're going to sit there and go, Trump's an insurrectionist. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. We deem he's an insurrectionist, and we are not going to wait for it, certify this election. Your response, Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, there's a lot to the battle, but critical to it is a massive victory that becomes very, very hard to do that with. So, for example, if you can win a state by overwhelming margins, just no way you can do that. So there is a dichotomy between that 60% that thinks he's, or 80% that thinks he doesn't have a brain anymore, but Trump is leading by 4 or 5. He should be leading by 20. And we got to get that vote out. I think the 20% is there, but you got to go pick them up and you got to bring them out to vote. And you got to get them really, really understand that this is for their lives and for their children. There are only a certain number of things in your control. That's in your control. We don't control the crooked courts of New York. We haven't controlled them since Boss Tweed. A few years when I was mayor. A few years when LaGuardia was mayor, believe it or not. Not even when Lindsay was mayor, because he played with the Democrats and became a Democrat. So in 150 years, I can give you about 20 years of honest. When you hear New York Supreme Court, you hear crook, okay, in Manhattan for 150 years. And that's becoming the norm in the Democrat Party. We're not going to beat them in courts unless we go to our courts. I've been advocating for the longest time that the president should go into a federal court, like in the Southern District of Florida, with a civil rights action against all of them, including Obama. He should sue them the way they're suing us. And I'll join them, damn it.
Amen.
And look, they violated my civil rights 18 times. And I'm about as good a lawyer as you're going to find in America. I never lost a case, damn it, as a prosecutor. I'm not going to lose this one. You give me a case to prove that they violated my civil rights and Trump's civil rights, I can give you 20 examples of it. And just
this
get me before I'll take a Democratic judge who's an American.
This is going on offense. Your civil rights have been violated by the vast criminal conspiracy. And that's why I should send out today from the House, from Johnson's House, is a preserve your documents, including to Andrew Weissman and all the commentators on MSNBC, because you're going to be prosecuted also. Short commercial break. The mayor will join us on the other side. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. the IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
About these, you go to Warpath Coffee, look at the 4,300 comments and endorsements by people like you in this audience that have used it. Read those and make a decision. Same with sacredhumanhealth.com. Go to sacredhumanhealth.com. Check it out today. The endorsements of the grass-fed beef liver, plus the other products we have up there, but particularly the grass-fed beef liver. The other ones are amazing, but just look at, don't take it from me. You're free men and free women. Just go to the site and check it out yourself. Immerse yourself. And then ask the executives over there if you need additional information. It's extraordinary. And it is a energy boom. And here we need energy because we're rolling 24/7. Liz Harrington is going to come back and join us in a second. Rudy, all your touch points. I'll talk to you later about these other things that are being worked on. But you're putting out vast amounts of content daily. Where do people go for the radio show, for your Sunday show, the podcast? We got the book, The Biden Crime Family. It's a war room book, just like Jack Posobiec's. It's going to come out around the time of the convention. This is where you put all your expertise as a prosecutor, never lost a case, to basically prosecute the Biden crime family. But where do people go to get all your other content, sir?
Well, you can go to X and Rumble. And get her tonight at 8. I'll be on a live show, live streaming. We have a vast audience. I'm also on at 3 o'clock, WABCradio.com. You can get that all over the world, just on an app. And I'm on Sundays, same thing, WABCradio.com with Dr. Maria, Uncovering the Truth. And you can go to RudyGiulianiCS.com and communicate with me. So there are plenty of opportunities, and our audience keeps growing. And we want to grow it so that we have, like you do, we can join with you with a vast army so that we don't take any chances. There's no chance to take this time. We don't have room for error.
No.
In this election.
We don't.
Not an inch.
Rudy, you're an American hero. You're the greatest mayor of New York City. You're one of the greatest prosecutors in the history of this nation. You're the modern Elliot Ness, and it's extraordinary. And your son's a rock star. We'll have him on tomorrow. And I want to give a particular shout out to Dr. Maria. Dr. Maria Ryan, who's not only your wingman on the Great Sunday Show and steps in for Lou Dobbs as host and your show, but also is the parental supervision over Rudy. Because every now and again, you need parental supervision with Rudy. Mary Giuliani, thank you for joining us. Look forward to having you back on.
God bless you, Patriot.
We live in a time when you have giants like Donald Trump what he's given up for the country. And you have giants like Dr. Clarence Thomas, or Justice Clarence Thomas, and you have giants like Rudy Giuliani, and I mean giants, and will be looked at as giants in American history. And look what they've done to destroy all three of them. Just look at what they've done. You can tell a man by his enemies. Look at the enemies of Trump. Look at the enemies of Justice Thomas. Look at the enemies of Mayor Giuliani. It's all right there. The forces of anarchy and chaos in this country are their enemies. And that's why they hate them. And they hate them. And they want to destroy them. Not defeat them, destroy them. Liz Harrington, your observations and thoughts of what we went through this morning, ma'am.
Well, back to Arizona real quick. There are no such things as fake electors, but there are such things as the fake elected. And they're sitting in the Arizona Attorney General's office and the Arizona's governor's mansion. As the mayor just went through, they're sitting all throughout offices in New York City. And of course, they're sitting in the White House. And that's the problem. Every time they arrest President Trump or anyone else that was fighting against the 2020 election is further proof that that election was stolen. So what is it going to take for the so-called opposition, the political opposition who keeps getting arrested, to wake up and do something about it and start not just exposing it, but actually doing something about it? There's so much power in the speakership's office. There's so much power in the House, and they've done nothing with it. So there's a frustration that they better be worried, because I hear it all the time. People saying, I don't want to vote, not because they know the elections are rigged, but because they cannot stand these people. They will only vote for the top of the ticket. President Trump had the most coattails of anyone in our history of elections. That won't happen again if they don't start joining him in this fight. He's risked everything. He's put it all on the line, as has the mayor. And the mayor is so right about something. They hate them because they're just too honest. And that doesn't work in a corrupt, crooked system. Honesty destroys the whole thing. It's time for others that are supposed to be on our side, start fearing God more than they fear men. Start being honest. That answer on Maria Bartiromo was not an honest answer. There is so much more that can be done. And what's it going to take? How many more grandmothers are going to have to be arrested for walking in inside the people's house for 2 minutes? How many more people are going to have to be arrested before you do something? Instead of waiting before it's too late. We've already lost our country. It's about getting it back. It's about doing the right thing. And it's about fighting and joining President Trump and everyone else who's honest in this fight. There's not that many of them, but there's enough. And we just need a few more good people to start doing the right thing and being afraid, because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Don't worry about these corrupt people. They're pathetic. Look at Chris Mays. She is a pathetic person. We're afraid of her. We're not going to fight back against her. I mean, it's pathetic. We got to start fighting and going on offense.
The American people have our back. Look at the CNN poll. The CNN polls that came out over the weekend and yesterday morning shocked them, because the American people are with us. That's why Donny Sullivan's special last night on misinformation was to try to spin it as much as they can. This can't be spun if we go on offense. Offense, offense, offense. Liz, what's your social media? Where do people go?
At Real Liz USA on X, on Truth Social. Going on offense, one of the good things about President Trump and this fake criminal show trial that he's under, he's in New York City, and he's waking up the people of New York City. If we're not going to get any help, if we're not going to get any help in the House and the Republicans, the so-called Republicans, we'll get help from the people in the streets of New York and all of these blue cities who are going to come out and demand change.
Thank you, ma'am. Charlie Kirk is next, and he is on fire on this very topic. Jack Posobiec after that, Miranda Kahn, Tara Dahl, and then back to the War Room. Two powerful hours this afternoon. We'll see you back here at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Modern Day Holy War, Nicole Negrete.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done With Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.